Let us pray.
Father, we thank you for your grace again.
主啊，我再一次感謝你的恩典。
For bringing us your word.
將你的話帶俾我哋。
Father, we thank you for the study that we've had in Ephesians.
天父，我哋感謝你俾我哋有機會去學習以弗所書。
For truly they are the word of life.
呢個係賜生命嘅話語。
Father, help us to open our ears to hear your word.
求天父幫助我哋開我哋耳朵聽你嘅話語。
Soften the eyes of our hearts to really see you.
软化我哋心里边嘅眼睛，让我哋真正嘅睇到你。
Soften our hearts。
软化我哋嘅心。
Move us close to your throne。
让我哋更加接近你嘅宝座。
That each and every day，
每一日
，Jesus becomes more and more at home in our hearts。
耶稣基督喺我哋嘅心里边更加嘅住得舒适。
Father， open our ears to hear your word。
求主开我哋耳朵，让我哋听到你嘅话语。
Move our hearts。
感动我们的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. So as we come to the study, our Ephesians chapter 4,
我们来到读看以弗所书第四章。
There is a transition in chapter 4.
是有一个转折点。
And this transition is from doctrine to duty.
这个转折就是从教义到责任。
So in chapter 1 to 3, he talked about the doctrine.
从第一章到第三章就是讲到教义。
And 4 to 6, he'll talk about how we are to live it out.
第四至第六章就讲到我们怎样活出来。
And this is Paul's usual transition and very purposeful.
保罗的通常这些过渡是很有目的性的。
Paul's reminding us that doctrine is always the basics and foundations for how we are to live it out.
保罗就是提醒我们，教义就是我们怎样去活出，怎样去过生活的基础。
That the duty, that how we live it out, it flows out of doctrine that we understand about who God is and who we are.
我们的责任，我们怎样活出来，就是我们明白神是哪一位，和我们是哪一个。
So we have to understand, doctrine and duty are intimately linked.
我们要知道教义和我们的责任是很 有密切的关系的。
You can't have one without the other.
你不可以有一样没有另外一样。
And in the first section, Paul reminds us of who we are, that we are that new creature in Christ.
在第一段里面，保罗就是提醒我们，我们是哪一个，在耶稣里面是哪一个。
That the immeasurable riches of God's grace has been shown to us.
就是神丰盛的恩典已经向我们显明。
That we have been made saints in Christ.
我们在基督里面已经成为圣徒。
Joined together with the Jews, that we will be united in His blood.
是我们已经在藉着基督的血，我们联合一起。
And that God makes us a new man.
神亦都让我们成为新造的人。
That you've been united to Christ.
你已经在与基督联合。
And He's given you a new heart that can turn from sin.
你有一个新的心可以转离罪恶。
And that He also renews not just our relationship to God.
他不单止将我们与神的关系更新了。
But He comes and restores our relationship to each other.
也都帮我们与其他人的关系也都得到和好。
He takes away that wall of hostility between man and man.
他除去了人与人之间的敌意。
You have been united to Christ.
你已经同基督联合。
And now you're united to one another.
现在你是同其他人互相的联合。
Joined in the body, which is Christ, the church.
是成为了一个的身体，就是基督的身体，就是教会。
God is making you holy. He's sanctifying you.
神已经是让你成圣。
And a lot of times that sanctification comes with difficulties and trials.
咁呢一个嘅成圣嘅过程系有好多嘅困难同埋试炼嘅。
True gold cannot be sanctified without fire。
真正嘅圣洁就冇咗火系唔可以去得到。
In the same way, our faith is made pure by the fire of the Holy Spirit。
同样，我哋嘅信心亦都系藉住圣灵嘅火可以得到炼净。
This is who you are。
你就系呢一位。
Who we are as Christians in Christ.
我们基督徒在基督里面就是这样。
And last week we studied, we learned that the power, it's God's power that enables us to live each and every day for Him.
上一个星期我们看到就是神的能力让我们可以每一天为祂而活。
That the Holy Spirit lives in every believer.
圣灵就在每一个信徒里面活着。
He comes to dwell, to make your heart His home.
佢就係住喺你嘅家裏，你嘅心裏邊，讓佢成為佢哋嘅家，你嘅心成為佢嘅家。
So that we can be filled with this incomprehensible knowledge of the love of Christ.
讓我哋可以俾基督嘅高深莫測嘅愛可以得到充滿。
It's not just the knowledge, but it's a relationship that you have with Christ.
唔單止係一個嘅知識，而係你同基督有嘅呢個嘅關係。
That it's an experience of His love as you walk with Him daily.
就係你每一日與佢同行嘅時候，去經歷佢嘅愛。
And now as we come to chapter 4,
咁而家我哋就嚟到第四章。
He's telling you to go and live it out.
佢就話俾你聽，你要去，要活出嚟。
So we're going to see three main points from these verses that we were 1-6.
咁我哋喺一至六節裏邊睇到有三點。
Right, the call to walk worthy.
就係呢個蒙召過行事為人與恩典相稱嘅生活。
The characteristics of a worthy walk.
呢個就係與恩典相稱嘅生活嘅特點。
And the cause of the worthy walk.
同埋呢個。过呢个与恩典相称嘅生活嘅原因。
So as we look at the first point, the call to walk worthy.
咁我哋就睇第一点，我哋点样去过一个与蒙召嘅恩典相称嘅生活。
Verses 1 says, "Therefore, prisoner for the Lord, I beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain." The unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
第一至三節就係講到，我為主被囚的勸你們，既然蒙召行事為人，就當與蒙召的恩相稱。凡事謙虛、温柔、忍耐，用愛心互相寬容，用和平彼此聯絡，竭力保守聖靈所賜合而為一的心。
If you've read other books by Paul,
咁你都讀過保羅其他嘅書信。
You actually see his use of this word, I beg you.
你都睇到佢會用呢個話，就係我求你。
Now this is actually Paul's passionate pleading.
呢個就係保羅嘅好迫切嘅祈求。
It's his voice that pleads for us to really go and follow what he's saying.
就係佢好迫切嘅去懇求我哋要去跟隨佢所講嘅。
So he uses the word, the idea of begging. I beseech you.
就係我求你。
And go and live a life worthy of the calling which you've been called.
去过一个你被蒙召去相应与恩典相称嘅生活。
You've been made a saint in Christ.
你喺基督里边已经系圣人。
So go and walk worthy of who you are.
所以你要去过一个相称嘅生活。
To go walk holy and righteous.
喺圣洁同埋公义里边行。
Because we are the chosen one of God.
因为我哋系被神所拣选嘅。
You know, this walking idea is the walking of our daily lives.
一个行嘅意思就系我哋过每一日嘅生活。
We're created by God to good works, it says in 2:10.
就系
in Ephesians 2:10, it says we are created to do good works.
喺以弗所书二章十节就系讲到我哋系原是他的工作，为要叫我们行善。
So it's the idea of how do you live each day.
就是我们每一天怎样去过生活。
And the goal of the church is to live forth the unity in the body of Christ.
教会的目的就是要活出在基督的身体里面的合一。
And Paul says that unity has already been given to you.
保罗说这个合一已经是给了你的了。
It's accomplished through the blood of Christ.
是藉着基督的宝血已经成就了。
Now go and live it out.
现在你就要去活出来。
And it's important for us to know and to see something here.
咁我哋好重要要睇到一点呢度。
That this worthy walk does not begin with action.
呢一个相称嘅生活唔系由行动开始嘅。
He doesn't describe a work that you're supposed to do or the deeds that are worthy of walking.
佢唔系讲到呢度你要做啲咩嘢嘅事先可以与你个蒙召相称。
Now that'll come actually later in chapters 5 and 6.
呢啲系迟啲嘅，喺第五章第六章嗰度讲。
Instead, Paul says the worthy walk begins with the heart attitude.
但系保罗呢度讲到咧，就系呢一个相称嘅生活咧，系从心里边嘅态度开始。
It begins with the heart.
就系从心里边开始。
You know, he made that emphasis last time when he talked about reflecting upon our inner man.
上次我都讲过系睇下我哋嘅内心。
And this is how the Christian life works.
基督徒的生活就是这样。
It starts with the Holy Spirit coming into our hearts.
就是圣灵先进入我们的心。
The heart changes and softens our hearts.
改变我们的心，软化我们的心。
And works through our hearts and our minds.
就透过我们的心去在我们的思想里面工作。
And that change in those attitudes of the heart, those are the things that produce good works.
我们心里面的态度就是会产生善行。
That is the way that God has designed the Christian life to go.
神就是这样设计基督徒的生活是应该这样的。
So it's the true step of faith that produces good works.
所以真正的信心就会产生善行。
And it's very important for us Christians to understand that.
所以我们基督徒要明白这点是至关紧要。
You know, because a lot of times we miss this vital step.
很多时候我们就错过这个这么紧要的步骤。
And when we miss this step, it leads us to a road that's the danger of legalism.
我们错过了这一步就会带到我们走去律法主义这条危险的路。
Let me explain to you what I'm talking about.
让我解释一下什么意思。
You know, people become Christians and they're very excited.
当你成为基督徒的时候你很激动。
They're very ho-hum and says, yes, I'm going to go live my life for Christ now.
很开心我现在就要去为基督而活。
And they think, and they begin to think that walking the Christian life means to go to church on Sunday.
他们就想着过基督徒的生活就是要礼拜日去教会。
Giving the tenth of my offering.
十一奉献。
And occasionally reading the Bible.
偶然读下圣经。
Oh, I got to stop cursing, I got to stop drinking.
我不可以讲粗口，
不可以喝酒。No more gambling.
不可以赌博。
Oh, I gotta go to cell group.
哦，或者我仲要去小组。
Oh, I gotta serve in this committee.
或者我要去委员会里边侍奉。
And I gotta do all the right things.
我要做晒啲啱嘅嘢。
Now, all these things are not wrong. All these things are not wrong.
所有呢啲嘢唔系错嘅。
You know, you can have the look of good deeds.
你可以有呢啲好行为、善行嘅外表。
You know, if you do all those things, don't you look like you're having a worthy walk?
咁如果你做曬啲嘢，你係咪睇落去覺得你係一個有一個與你蒙召嘅人相稱嘅生活咧
？Yes, if we see that person walking around, say, "Oh, I would like that guy for my daughter."
咁如果我走嚟睇下咧，啊，我都想嗰人做我嘅女。
Or my son.
或者係我個仔。
But if that walk does not match the inward spiritual growth.
但係如果呢一個嘅行為，同你内心的属灵的成长是不配合的话
If that inward spiritual soul and spiritual walk is a parched dry land
如果你的属灵生命是一个干枯的土地
There's no deep thriving relationship with Jesus
跟耶稣没有一个深深 的关系
There isn't a thirst that daily reads God's word
没有一个渴望每一天去读神的话语
We read it occasionally. We pray occasionally.
你偶然间读下，偶然间祈祷。
But there's too much clutter in our hearts.
但我哋心里边太多嘅垃圾。
Too much clutter where Christ cannot be comfortable to dwell.
太多嘅垃圾令到基督唔可以喺里边舒服嘅居住。
And if there is no rootedness in God's word,
如果喺神嘅话语里边冇根基。
If there's no foundation of true faith built upon Christ,
没扎根，没在基督的根基里面建立。
Bible says that even if we have these actions,
圣经说就算我们有这些行为,
without that right heart and attitude,
如果没有一个正确的心和态度,
that drives those actions,
去驱使这些行为,
that's legalism.
这个就是律法主义。
And we blind ourselves and walk like hypocrites, like the Pharisees.
我们就令到自己盲目，假冒为善，好似啲法利赛人咁样。
That's why it's so dangerous for Christians.
所以呢个对基督徒嚟讲系好危险嘅。
That we need to know how God works.
我哋要知道神系点样工作嘅。
God works first in your heart.
神首先系喺你嘅内心里
面工作。And that heart is to drive our good deeds.
呢一个心就系要去驱动、驱使我哋做善行。
So when Paul talks about this worthy walk,
当保罗讲到这个相称的生活,
it doesn't begin with your action.
不是从你的行为开始,
it begins with the attitudes of your heart.
而是从你心里面的态度开始。
Because a Christian,
因为一个基督徒,
that is called to walk worthy,
是要蒙召,
is one that is unified in heart with Christ.
行事为人与蒙召的恩相称的就是要在心里面是合一的
And to God it isn't just about what you do
对于神来说不是你在做什么
It's just important as the way you do it
而是你怎样做都是很重要的
And why you do it
还有你为什么要这样做
Now that's why God has designed our faith. That's the way that God has designed our faith to work.
所以这个就是神这样设计我们的, 信心去活出来的。
Remember that.
要记住,
First, the Holy Spirit.
首先就是圣灵,
that works in our hearts.
在我们的心里面工作,
it's those heart's attitudes that drive our good works.
就是我们的心的态度去令我们去行善。
And Galatians 5 reminds us of this when he gives us the fruit of the Spirit.
哥罗西书, 5章告诉我们, 提醒我们圣灵的果子是什么?
It says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。 这样的事没有律法禁止。
Remember, if we look closely,
记住我们要看清楚,
these are all heart attitude fruits.
这些都是心里面的态度的果子。
So to walk worthy of our call,
所以行事为人要与蒙召的恩相称。
We need to walk worthy of who we are in Christ.
就是要与我们在基督里面的身份相称。
That we are to walk with the fruit of the Spirit in our hearts.
我们就是要
The question for us is to actually look into our own hearts. And ask ourselves each day, am I walking worthy? We can't be swept into the living a life of legalism. Because this is the way that the world, the tides and waves of the world push us to live.
因为这个世界就是这样，世界的风浪就是推我们要去这样去过生活。
And don't focus on that inner man.
是不会注重我们内在的人。
Where we need to stand firm and anchored in God's word.
我们就是要在神的话语里面扎根站稳。
And that's what we need to focus on as Christians as well.
我们基督徒就是要关注注重这一点。
Sure, we have to do the right thing.
没错，我们要做行善。
But we have to do it with the right heart.
但是我们要是用一个正确的心来去行。
True faith works must begin with Christian character.
真正有信心的工作是从基督，是要有一个基督徒的特性来活出来的。
Okay, and you can't use that excuse, oh, I have to wait until I have Christian character in order to do something.
你又不可以拿来做借口，我要等到我有基督徒的特性的时候，我才去做事。
The Spirit is already in you.
圣灵已经在你里面。
These fruits have been given.
祂已经给了你这些属灵的果子。
And your call is to develop them.
你就要去发展。
But in reality, it's the Spirit who's developing them in you.
去培育。 但事实上就是圣灵在你里面培育这些。
And you're called to walk in faith.
你就是蒙召要凭信心去行。
God is the one who changes our attitudes.
是神改变我们的态度。
And the question is, do we see that work of change in our own hearts?
但是我们有没有看到我们心里面的改变呢?
If we find ourselves just doing things without the mind of purpose of glorifying God,
如果我们发现我们自己做事不是为了去荣耀神的时候,
if all we're doing is doing the right thing because Pastor Phil told you,
如果你说我们做这些善行是因为,
Oh, you're doing the right thing because mom says, dad says you should do the right thing.
你去做这些善行是因为父母叫你这么做。
Begin to pray about your inner man.
你要为你的内在的人去祈祷。
Don't just do the right thing because it's the right thing.
不要只是做行善，因为这些是善行。
Do the right thing because you want to please and glorify God.
你行善是为了荣耀神。
And you have to realize that's the only way that it does please God.
你要知道唯有这样才可以蒙神的喜悦。
God sees our hearts.
因为神看到我们的内心。
And if we just do the right thing without the right heart attitude,
如果我们只行善，我们的心没有正确的态度,
that's hypocrisy.
这个就是假冒为善。
So as Christians, we need to realize,
所以基督徒我们要知道,
we walk holy.
我们要在圣洁里面行。
But we must cleanse our hearts as well.
我们亦都要洁净我们的心。
And Paul goes on in verses 2 to 3 to describe seven inner characteristics of a worthy walk.
保罗继续就讲到喺第二至第三节嗰度讲到喺我哋内心嘅生活嘅有七个嘅特性。
So we see the characteristics of the worthy walk.
我哋睇到呢一个嘅相称嘅生活嘅特征。
These characteristics actually can be called graces.
呢啲嘅特征可以被称为恩典。
Because it's God's Spirit that molds these characteristics or graces in our hearts.
因为系圣灵。将呢啲嘅特征、呢啲嘅恩典摆喺我哋嘅心里边。
It starts with lowliness and meekness.
首先就系谦虚。
And then with patience, forbearing one another in love.
然后就系温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
And then eagerness to maintain the unity of the spirit in the bond of love.
然后就系竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一嘅心，系用和平彼此联络嘅。
Lowliness.
谦虚。
It's the word is humble.
温柔,
you know,
谦卑,
basically, humility is the overarching principle here that he wants to focus.
所以基本上就是谦卑, 就是, 保罗这里要, 注重的原则。
To walk worthy.
怎样去过一个相称的生活?
Humility must be the reality in our lives.
谦卑就要是我们生活里面的现实。
You know, humility and humbleness is not always an easy word to describe.
谦卑或者谦虚或者卑微不是一个很容易的字去描述的。
It's defined as having a modest or low view of one's importance.
个定义呢就是说对自己的重要性有一个谦虚或者是低微的看法。
That sometimes gives us the wrong idea.
咁我唔系俾一个错误嘅想法俾你。
You don't have a low view of yourself.
你唔系话好睇低自己。
You don't have a low self-esteem.
你唔系一个好低嘅自信。
Because you are God's child.
因为你系神嘅儿女。
God is the one that has loved you.
系神已经爱你。
And He makes you worthy.
系让你系配得。
But it's the attitude of viewing others more important than ourselves.
但呢个态度就系睇别人比自己更加重要。
The thing about modesty is looking or seeing ourselves low.
就是要谦虚的去看自己低。
In the sense that we raise others and God.
就是让我的意思就是让我们去抬高别人和神。
Doesn't mean that you have low self-esteem.
不是说你有个很低的自信。
God wants you to have confidence in who you are because you are in Him.
神要你有信心你是哪一个因为你是在他里面的。
But it's the opposite of being proud or arrogant.
但是是跟骄傲或者是傲慢相反。
You know, it's a spirit of deference or submission to someone else.
或者就是一个尊重或者服从别人的一个的态度。
And these are all good definitions.
这些都是一个好的定义。
But we have to understand that the real grasp of humility is much more than that in the Bible.
但我们要看到在圣经里面这个讲这个谦卑是有更多的。
It's because we first need to know who God is.
因为首先我们要知道神是哪一位
And then we can know ourselves.
然后我们就知道自己是谁
And real humbleness is when we realize who we truly are.
真正的谦卑就是我们知道我们真正自己是谁
That we're fallen and helpless sinners without Christ.
我们是堕落的罪人没有基督我们是 没有希望的
Humility means that we putting God first.
谦卑就是我们将神放在首位
Realizing that He is the one that is most glorified.
知道佢系最值得配得荣耀嘅。
And then we see others as second.
然后我哋睇别人系次要。
And see ourselves as last.
系睇自己系最后。
And what Paul is saying here is that humility is the basic ingredient for a worthy walk.
保罗呢度讲到就系最一个与蒙召相称嘅生活。基本的成分就是谦卑。
Because if we read the Bible honor comes in humility.
因为我们看圣经告诉我们尊荣以前必有谦卑。
God will only bless the humble in heart, Matthew 5.
在马太福音第五章神就是祝福谦卑的人。
Because we have to realize one thing.
因为我们要知道
Pride is our human vice.
骄傲是人性
It's the root of all our sins.
是我们的一切的罪恶的源头
You know, why do we say that? Why is pride the issue, the root of our sin?
为什么我们说骄傲是罪的源头呢?
Because sin is defiance against God.
因为罪就是藐视神。
It's defiance against His sovereign rule and His holiness.
是藐视神的主权和他的圣洁。
And we're choosing, when we choose to sin,
当我们要去犯罪的时候,
it's our pride.
就是我们的骄傲。
To say that we're more important than God.
就是说我们比神更重要。
Pride drives that sin.
就是这个骄傲令我们去犯罪。
You know, humility promotes unity.
谦卑是促进合一。
But pride promotes hostility.
但是骄傲就是煽动敌意。
And the key to turning away from pride.
那这个关键怎样去离开骄傲呢?
Comes back again to God's word.
就是再一次我们要回到基督的神的话语里面。
Comes back to Christ.
回到基督里面。
It's when Christ's word dwells in us richly every day.
当基督的话每一日在我们里面丰丰富富的充满的时候。
You know, when you read the Bible,
当你读圣经的时候,
and if you're confronted with God's deity and his glory day after day,
当你看到神的神圣,他每一日看到和他的荣耀的时候,
you will see the magnificence of Christ.
你就看到基督的伟大。
You know, and that's when you compare yourself to Christ in that daily devotion.
咁你每一日嘅系同自己同基督相比嘅时候，
we come to know who God really is in our lives.
你就睇到喺我哋嘅生活生命里边，基督系边个。
And it's only then can we understand who we are.
咁到嗰时候，我哋先能够明白我哋系边个。
That we are sinners saved by grace.
我哋就系罪人，系蒙恩得救嘅。
Christ is our greatest example of humility.
基督就是我们谦卑的最大的榜样。
You know, we don't judge ourselves by any other person but Christ himself.
我们不可以将自己和其他任何人相比。
He is the standard we must judge against.
但是我们就是要，基督就是我们的衡量的标准。
Because our call in 1 Peter 1, it says, Be ye holy as I am holy.
因为彼得前书那里讲到，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
You compare yourself to Christ.
你就将用自己同基督相比。
And Philippians 2 describes them here.
腓立比书第二章咁样讲到。
Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourself. Let each of you look not into your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus.Who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God to be a thing to be grasped. But he emptied himself, taking a form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross.
腓立比书二章三十八节，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的。荣耀，只要心里谦卑，各人看别人比自己强，各人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Christ, who was God,
基督是神，
would humble himself to become man to die for us.
谦卑成为人，为我们死。
That is the kind of humility he calls us to live out.
这个就是他呼召我们要去活出的谦卑。
That is the worthy walk.
这个就是蒙恩的生活。
We'll never be able to do that without the grace of Christ.
没基督的恩典，我们是做不到的。
And this first section of Philippians 3 to 5 is the verse that we should remember.
我们要记住腓立比书这一段的经文。
Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourself. Let each of you look not onto your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要全心谦卑，各人看别人比自己强，各人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事，你们当以基督的心为心。
See, verse 5 is very important.
这里很重要。
He's already given you this attitude in Christ Jesus.
已经在基督里面，你已经是有这个的态度。
Have this mind among you, which is yours in Christ Jesus.
就是你们当以基督的心为心。
And now you go walk worthy to live it out.
现在你就要去与这个相称的生活，要去过这个生活。
You know, humbleness is a fruit of the Spirit.
谦卑也是属灵的果子。
And God is working that Spirit in our lives.
神也将这个的圣灵在我们心里面工作。
And humility is tightly related to meekness or gentleness.
谦卑都跟柔和、温顺是有关系的。
So meekness is a word, meekness means to be under control.
谦卑、柔和就是受控制。
You know, it's the opposite of self-assertion or rudeness or harshness.
跟自作主张、粗鲁严酷是相反的。
Matthew 11:29 says that Jesus was meek and lowly in heart.
马太福音讲到耶稣是心里柔和谦卑。
You know, that doesn't mean that he was physically weak.
但是不是等于他就是很软弱。
It doesn't mean that he couldn't protect himself.
不是说他不可以去保护自己。
But it's the power under control. Yet he had the power to drive out the money changers in the temple.
而是有能力但是可以受他控制的，他有能力可以赶走圣殿里面兑换钱的人。
But his power is under control.
但是他的能力是受控的。
In the Greek language, this word is used to as soothing medicine.
在希腊文里面，这个字的意思就是用来讲到舒缓的药物。
It describes a soft wind.
就讲到一个是和风。
You know, the hurricane is a wind.
台风是风。
But gentleness and weakness is a soft, gentle breeze.
但是温柔就是一个和风。
It's like having the power.
就是说好像有这个能力。
But it's a power that is under control.
但这个能力是受控的。
That you're able to show gentleness.
可以显示温柔。
And connected to gentleness is patience or long suffering.
温柔咧，就系亦都系跟住就系忍耐或者系长期受苦。
It literally means to be long-tempered.
亦都系讲佢长期暴躁。
You know, it's the ability to endure discomfort, to endure suffering.
就系有呢个嘅能力去忍受呢啲嘅苦难。
To endure it without fighting back.
系去忍受，唔系去反抗。
It's a heart that accepts all the things that God has brought into our lives.
就是一个心去接受神带俾我哋生命中嘅一切。
It's an understanding that even the hardships and the trials are designed by God.
系去明白，就算系呢啲艰难、呢啲嘅试炼，都系神所设计嘅。
That it's His grace that brings these things to happen, and it will be His grace that helps us through them.
就是神的恩典将这些事带来，也是神的恩典会带领我们经过。
And it's that patience of living under the blessing and sovereignty of God.
就是在神的主权之下生活这个的忍耐。
So when we see things not happening the way that we wanted to in life,
当我们看到我们生活当中有些事情发生不是我们所希望 的时候，
we have that long suffering and patience to bear it.
我们就要去忍耐。
You know, it's the opposite of being short-tempered.
是与暴躁相反。
Or having fits of rage.
或者是恼怒。
All right, that's in Galatians 5.
就是在哥罗西书第五章。
Now, this leads us to a very close synonym, forbearance.
这里又帮我们带去另一个很近义词，就是忍。
You know, forbearance is a word or grace or characteristic thatis experienced with love.
忍耐就是一种的恩典，是如果没有爱呢，你是不会体验得到
的。 You know, 1 Corinthians 13 describes that love is long suffering, right? And it's kind.
哥林多前书就是讲到爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
So forbearance is defined as showing patience.
所以忍耐的定义呢，就是要表现出 耐性。
Holding back from doing something that is normal to do.
是有一种正常的事会做的，但是你就会忍住不做。
You know, if you've ever been in love,
你记不记得在爱里面？
If you're married,
如果你结了婚，
you'll understand this meaning very clearly.
你或者很明白这一点。
You know, holding back from doing something that's normal to do.
有一些事是正常都会做的，但是你忍住不做。
You know, it's like,Why doesn't he understand, you know, the, when you're in relationship? Why doesn't he understand what I mean?
或者點解佢唔明我嘅意思咧？
And the husband, why doesn't she understand that I need to see this ball game?
其實丈夫亦都話點解佢唔明白我要睇呢場球賽咧？
You know, what does it mean that I have to stay home and I got to take care of the kids?
點解我要留喺屋企要照顧啲細路仔咧？
And it's like, what does she want?
她到底想我怎樣呢?
How does she want me to live?
她想我怎樣去過生活呢?
I did what she asked me to do.
她叫我做什麼我都做了。
But she's still upset at me.
但她還是不開心。
There's a lot of things that we want from other people.
我們很多東西我們希望別人給我們的。
And when we're in a deep relationship, a very close, intimate relationship,
当我们有一个很亲密的关系的时候,
the problem is that you expect the other person to be able to read your mind.
你就, 问题就是你希望另外那一个是能够知道你内心所想的。
That's always where the problems come from.
所以这个问题就是永远都在这里开始。
You expect this person to be perfectly holy.
你期望这个人是完全的圣洁。
To do what I kind of expected in my mind that he or she would do.
就是去做我思想里面佢想应该做嘅嘢。
But in reality, we're just both as selfish and sinful.
咁其实事实上咧，我哋都系自私嘅，系有罪嘅。
So we can't have these false ideas that our spouses are people that will understand us and don't have to communicate.
咁我哋就唔可以有呢一个嘅错误嘅想法，以为我哋嘅配偶系明白我哋一切，唔需要去沟通。
So love has that forbearance of bearing with one another.
所以爱咧就系有一个恒久嘅互相嘅忍耐。
Yes, even though it's the right thing to do for me to go and watch the Yankee game in the World Series.
所以虽然我系要去睇呢个嘅球赛
，but I'll give it up.
但系我愿意去放弃。
Because my wife longs for me to spend time with her.
因为我太太想我同佢有时间一齐。
You hold back from doing the things you would normally do.
你就去唔做你想好想去做嘅事。
For the sake of showing love to another.
就係為咗向另一個去表達你嘅愛。
And the next grace is eagerness.
咁下一個字咧就係渴望。
Eagerness, eager to maintain the unity of the spirit.
就係竭力保守聖靈嘅合一。
The goal.Is unity of the spirit.
这个目的就是圣灵的合一。
And we are called to be eager to do that.
我们就是要被呼召，要去竭力的去做。
This word means earnestly or zealously.
这个字的意思就是很努力的，渴慕，渴，竭力去做。
To make every effort.
要去尽力。
To maintain or guard.
去保守或者去维护。
The unity of the spirit.
这个圣灵的合一。
You see that it's very important for us to understand that word maintain.
好紧要，我哋要知道呢一个字维护。
God wants us to realize we are ones to maintain the unity of the spirit.
神要我哋去维护圣灵的合一。
What does that mean?
咁咩意思咧？
All right. It means that we are the ones to guard it.
就系我哋要去保守。
You know, we must actively guard it.
我们要去积极的去保守。
Why?
为什么呢?
That unity is not something that we make.
因为这个合一不是我们自己做出来的。
The unity is already made by Christ.
因为这个合一已经是基督为我们做了。
Unity is given to us by Christ through Christ's blood.
是藉着基督。藉着基督的血是赐了给我们。
And it's an important concept that God wants us to understand. We are the ones to guard it, to maintain it.
所以神很紧要的概念就是神要我们去维护、保守。
To do our utmost to keep that unity Christ shed his blood for us to gain.
要竭尽全力的去保守这个基督流血为我们得来的合一。
And that's why it's Paul pleads with us to turn from arrogance, falsehood, pride.
所以保罗就是恳求我们要去转离傲慢、谎言、骄傲和自私。
To turn from that self-confidence to say that I'm always right.
转离这个自私、这个自信，说我永远都是对的。
You know, I keep on telling this to our married people that are in marriage counseling.
咁我喺婚姻辅导嘅时候都系时时同人讲。
If you want your marriage and your home to be a place of joy and happiness, you really got to work at it. It doesn't happen automatically. You know, God binds you together in unity, in one, in marriage. That bond is given by God. But it takes a lot of effort for the married couples to maintain that love and unity. How do they do that?
怎么做呢?
They must have that foundation of God.
就是要有基督,
God is the center of their marriage. The rock that they stand upon, which is a buttress against all the storms. And the final one is grace, peace, sorry.
最后呢,就是一点就是,
in the bond of peace.
和平的联结,
you know, if a believer cannot get along with God,
如果, 信徒可以和神和好,
you'll never get along with each other.
如果信徒不和神和好,
when the peace of God rules our hearts,
当神的平安在我们心里掌权的时候,
then we can build unity with others.
我们就可以和其他人合一。
That's what Colossians 3:15 says.
就是哥罗西书3:15节。
Because when we don't have unity within our own hearts,
因为我们心里面没有平安,没有合一的时候,
when we're not right with God,
我们和神没有好的关系的时候,
you find that it is so difficult to actually love other people.
你就觉得是很难与人相处,
people become so annoying.
其他人,
every little thing they do will annoy you.
人家小小的事都令到你很烦躁,
because you're not having that proper relationship to Christ.
因为你和基督没有一个好的关系,
because if we did,
如果我们有,
we would realize we're very annoying to God. There's so many things that we do that's sinful that God hates. But yet He forbears with us. And if we can't see that love of forbearance from Christ, we'll never have that love and forbearance for others. It's just impossible. Because we are selfish. If God's grace doesn't change us. James 4:1 says, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this that your passions are at war within you?
雅各书4章讲到，你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？ 不是从你们白体中战斗之私欲来的么？
The war we see on the outside with people,
我们看见人与人之间的争战,
James says it comes from our own inner heart.
雅各告诉我们, 其实是从我们的内心来的。
Things that we want but we don't get,
我们想要的东西我们得不到。
So that we'll bite and fight for them.
我们就会争斗。
That's what causes fights.
这个就是引起争斗的原因。
It disrupts peace.
是摧毁了和平。
Because it's the heart of selfishness.
就是我们自私的心。
So what we're seeing here, the worthy walk of life must begin with heart attitudes.
我们看到这里行事为人与蒙召相称的生活，就是我们的心要有正确的态度。
And the question is, are we seeing these characters and these graces growing within our hearts?
问题就是我们有没有看到这些特征在我们的心里面成长呢?
Are we growing more humble in our spirit?
我们的灵是不是更加的谦卑呢?
It shows by being gentle and patient.
是不是藉着温柔和忍耐表达出来呢?
Is there forbearance in the people that we love?
我们有没有去忍耐我们所爱的人呢?
Do we have that eagerness to maintain the unity of peace in the spirit? You know, or do we have this attitude, oh, they bother me, I just ignore them.
Right,
they take them out of my life so that I can have peace. Are you willing to work at it? To work and give of yourself to maintain the unity that God, the blood of Christ has purchased for us.
是願意去努力去放棄你自己去保守基督流血為我們所得來的合一呢?
Even in your marriage,
就算在你的婚姻裡面,
and in your relationships to your loved ones,
在你所愛的人的關係裡面,
is there a forbearance for the, each other?
有沒有這個忍耐呢?
That you can bear all things to love the others more than yourself.
你可以忍耐一切去愛別人多過你自己呢?
If married couples would always have this attitude with each other,
夫婦應該是有這個態度,
they'll never get to the extreme of getting to a place where they want to divorce each other.
以致你不會去到一個地步要去離婚,
if your spouse loved you more than they love themselves,
如果你的, 配偶愛你多過愛他自己,
you will never get to that place where you will get to hate each other.
你就不會去到一個地步你會互相的憎恨,
because hate is of Satan.
因為恨是從撒旦來的。
And if we continue to walk that way in our relationships,
如果我們繼續在我們關係裡面這樣行,
we're not walking a worthy life.
我們就不是過著一個與蒙召的恩相稱的生活。
Paul reminds us,
保羅提醒我們,
the goal in all this is unity of the Spirit.
目的就是
so that we have that bond of peace. You know, and it reminds us that this peace is not something that we create. Man does not create unity. Man can only create disunity. We'll see that all around the world. Unity comes because the Spirit has accomplished it for us.
And
that's what we're shown in verse 3, too, that we are only to maintain it, to guard it, to preserve it. The Spirit has made us one. That unity is given to Christians. And as this brings us to our last point, the cause of the worthy walk.
You
know, the last point is given to us in verses 4 through 6. And
it's
so much in these verses. I probably need to develop it in another sermon. So today we're going to look at it as a whole. We won't be able to go through each one separately. And in these last few verses, Paul again reinforces the biblical truth that makes the foundation of our unity is the Spirit. And he's reminding us that any unity that we have, if it's not built upon the truth of Scripture,
如果不是基于, 聖經的真理,
if it's not built in the foundation of Christ,
如果不是在基督的根基上,
that is a very shaky foundation. So Paul reminds us this, with seven basic spiritual realities that we're all united in Christ together.
所以保罗就提醒我们,
that this is God's design to build unity within us. And we see this from verse 4 to 6. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all.
身體只有一個,聖靈只有一個,正如你們蒙召同有一個指望,一主一信一使一神,就是眾人的父,超乎眾人之上,冠乎眾人之中,也住在眾人之內。
He uses this word one seven times. That's the basic design that God wants us to be remember here. That there is unity within us. And because God is unity Himself. There's only one body, which is the church. One Holy Spirit that we're all baptized into. There's only one hope and faith, one baptism that is through Jesus Christ. And there's only one Lord of all. And finally comes to verse 6, there's only one God and Father. Who is above all and through all. There's only just one.
You
know, everything in our Christian faith is one, it's unified. And that's why God wants us to have unity with each other. So let us call, understand this call to walk worthy. We're walking as understanding that who we are in Christ. Let us encourage one another. And as we build this body of Christ here, that we need to actually build our inner man. To help us see that Christ is one. One with God the Father and God the Spirit. And He's also made us one in the body of Christ. And as we live that out, we need to live dependent upon His grace. And we have to use that illustration again. Christ is in your heart. He is there cleaning out the closets. He wants to make your heart His home. To sit on the throne of your heart. Are we humbling ourselves before Christ? To let Him sit on that throne of our heart. Are we honoring Him? Not just in our actions, but in those dark, deep crevices of our soul. Does God see the goodness and worthy walk that He calls us to do? Let us pray. Father, teach us these things. That it is our inner being, our heart that You are seeking. Father, we pray that we will take these truths. Father, may You drive them deep into our hearts. So this isn't just some knowledge, but it is real life. That Christ does build a home within our hearts. And make our hearts a comfortable place for Christ. We desire to be humble and meek. Father, we ask that You will help us to walk worthy. Let us walk in a way that You've designed us to be.
And Father,
we ask that You will do whatever needs to be done.
天父求你帮助我们去做所需要做的事,
to move us to humility,
去, 驱使我们去谦卑,
meekness and selfishness,
温柔, 无私,
selflessness,
无私,
produce in us long suffering and forbearance,
帮助我们去忍耐, 恒久忍耐,
unite us in spirit, O Lord.
在你的灵里面让我们合一。
For you call us to be truly the light.
因为你是呼召我们去成为光。
We're the church to shine forth for you.
在这个教会里面去为你发光。
Make us bright, O Lord.
求你让我们更加的光亮。
Make our hearts your home.
让我们的心成为你的家。
We pray these in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Let us all rise and turn to hymn number 218.